Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve's in the morning here on KNSS, 7:45 now here on a Wednesday. And congratulations to Jimmy from Wichita. He has a pair of tickets to go see comedian Joe Rogan at Interest Bank Arena, November 14th. Here with Steve and Ted. You can win before you can buy them. They don't go on sale for another couple of days. So your chance to win a pair of tickets. Hey, we're going to have more in the Steve and Ted show this week. So be listening for a chance to win and go see comedian Joe Rogan at Interest Bank Arena on November 14th, courtesy Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Now, three big things.
Three.
Storm brings rain and snow to Kansas with deepest snowfall north central.
Two.
Today is Ash Wednesday. Lent begins today for Christians worldwide.
One.
Democrats turn on Bernie Sanders during presidential debate in Charleston. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning out there in traffic, things moving right along. We do have some heavy traffic volumes just in a couple of places you'll want to watch out around that North Junction, I-135, I-235, and K-96, especially on K-96 eastbound, starting right there, right around I-135. And remember, we've got a traffic accident reported that is just south of Kellogg on Broadway. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and cool today with a high of 38 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 24. For Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 50 degrees. Now partly cloudy, a northwest wind gusting to 24 miles per hour and 28 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the third year in a row by The Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, The Monarch. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted, and we have some tips to prepare you for the coronavirus.
This is House Call for Health. As the coronavirus spreads around the world, it now seems certain that it will spread here, too.
We expect we will see community spread in this country.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier, the respiratory disease expert at the CDC, says it's not a question of if, but when and how severe. And she says schools should start preparing.
Options include dividing students into smaller groups or, in a severe pandemic, closing schools and using internet-based teleschooling to continue education.
Businesses should look at more teleconferences. Some big public events may need to be canceled. Dr. Messonnier says she's talked to her own family about it.
And I told my children that while I didn't think that they were at risk right now, we as a family need to be preparing for significant disruption of our lives.
For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks slumped and bond prices soared for the second day in a row as fears spread that the widening virus outbreak will put the brakes on the global economy. The losses came a day after the market's biggest drop in 2 years. Investors plowed money into bonds, sending the yield on the 10-year Treasury to a record low. MasterCard joined a growing list of companies warning that the outbreak would hurt its finances. The Dow fell 878 points. The S&P lost 97 points. The NASDAQ shed 255 points. It was the biggest two-day drop in stock prices ever. Disney has named Bob Chapek CEO, replacing Bob Iger. Effective immediately, the surprise announcement makes Iger executive chairman. Chapek was most recently chairman of Disney Parks, Experiences, and Products. Iger will remain chairman through the end of his contract, December 31st, 2021. Coming up on 7:50, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, got the Steve and Ted poll question today, Ted.
Yes.
It's on our webpage, knssradio.com, as always. And it's kind of a fun one. I mean, it's the question is, what is your go-to salad dressing?
Okay.
I don't know. Shelley and I were dining out the other night, and I got the idea, you know, we always have blue cheese every time. Is what other people have? What's the favorite? All right, you got fun, two, three, four, five, six choices here. And here's the way the poll is going so far.
Okay.
Italian, 8%. Caesar, 8%.
That would be me.
Is that you? Okay. Thousand Island, 12%. Vinaigrette, 19%. Blue cheese is coming in at 23%. Now, that's mine. And then you have ranch, which is that's the most popular, 31%.
Hmm.
So, if you'd like to make your feelings be known in this very important Stephen Ted poll question, what is your go-to salad dressing? Go to our webpage, knssradio.com.
There you go. Good question.
Yeah, it's a good question for, you know, the guy that we're going to talk to next. The local restaurant owner is facing some fines, and editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us this morning to tell us about it. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the owner of three Wichita restaurants has to pay more than $60,000 for adding an illegal charge to customers' bills. The owner of Riverside Cafe entered into a consent agreement with the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. The restaurant added a 4% surcharge when using a credit card as payment. The DA says that surcharge is a violation of state law and the Consumer Protection Act. More details on that Boeing order from Japanese airline ANA. The deal freezes for up to 20 more 787 Dreamliners, valued at up to $5 billion. The order includes several Dreamliner models. All of them include work done by Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems. The deal isn't finalized, but it signifies Boeing's first sales activity of 2020. And President Trump and his advisors are trying to shore up investor concerns after U.S. equities suffered on Monday, their greatest loss in 2 years. Trump is telling investors they should increase their investment in the stock markets. Advisor Larry Kudlow said in interviews that investors should seriously consider buying in these dips. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Yeah, if you just if I leave my 401k and my mutual funds alone, those people are supposed to go in there now and find some bargains for me. Is that right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Buy low, sell high.
Oh, okay. Hey, did you hear our big poll question? Your favorite salad dressing? I know this is something.
I did hear that.
This is something that you think about and a lot, don't you?
No. You bet. Absolutely.
Well, where do you come in on it, Bill? What's your favorite?
Well, I like a nice, kind of a sweet French.
French.
French dressing.
We didn't even put that on the list.
No, the Ott's. Isn't that Ott's?
Ott's has a good one, yeah.
Oh, that's really good stuff.
You know, I like the Olive Garden Italian. I think that's really good.
Ooh, yeah.
Somebody told me that's just wishbone.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, I remember growing up what wishbone tasted like. It didn't seem like that's wishbone. But anyway, you're going to go for French. Well, you're kind of an international type guy, you know?
Exactly. I'm kind of a man of the world.
Yeah. No, I always like it when you show up at the fine Mexican restaurant with us wearing your beret. and your little
always appropriate.
And your T-shirt that says, I'm here with stupid, and it's in French, you know?
Exactly.
Well, good. Hey, it's K-State. What are you going to do without the basketball? You're a K-State guy. What are you going to do with that basketball?
Wait till football season, mister. Wait till football season.
Yeah.
Or baseball season, I guess. Baseball season.
Well, you know, every time I hear something like this, I wonder about how long is the coach going to stay there? Will they be looking for a new one?
I think he's probably okay after this year, but if there's another year like this, they're going to make a change. He won the Big 12.
They won the conference last year.
Well, yeah. So memories are short, but you're right.
Yep.
Well, they're going to come back, huh?
They have a pretty good recruiting class, so fingers crossed for next year.
Yeah, got some young people coming in. Today is Levi Strauss Day, the inventor of the heavy-duty work pants, which became today's jeans, born on this date in 1829.
Dungarees.
Are you a Levi's guy when you're growing up there in the big city of Kansas City?
Yeah, kind of had those Levi's with the flares, not the bell bottoms.
Oh.
Just the flares at the end.
Yikes. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got a pair of 501s on right now. Those are the ones with,
bless
the,
your heart.
With the button fly.
Right.
This was the mainstay back in the 60s when I was in school. And you had to shrink them to fit. And you would,
oh,
they
yeah.
would, they
yeah.
had, you would cut an inch in the waist and 2 inches in the length.
Man.
So I bought I think my size was 29-36. And then they shrink
up. You're just a skinny fella.
I was very, very thin, but we're celebrating.
Well, you know, you talk about those button flies.
Yeah.
The older I get, the tougher those button flies would be.
Yeah.
Forget about that.
Well, maybe you could get some Velcro put in there.
Yeah, that's the easy way.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Quick release deal right there.
Fine. All right, that's enough about this. And celebrate Levi's today. Okay, come on.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. 7:55. Stay with Steve and Ted now. Coming up from the 8 o'clock hour. We have the latest on the Democrats' debate in Charleston. Ted has sports this morning, as always.
Take a look at a thriller for Shocker Baseball yesterday. Got highlights coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way, right?
Yeah, we'll get you entertainment news coming up at 8:35 this morning.
All right. Traffic and weather also on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.